for instructions this morning, I'd like to invite us to explore some of the wholesome qualities that I mentioned in the talk yesterday. Gladness, joy, tranquility, happiness. These qualities arise naturally. They are not forced. They are not so much created by will. They arise naturally when the right conditions are in place. And yet, when they do arise, even ever so softly and slightly, noticing them, noticing that they are present, that they have arisen, can support their further cultivation. So again, not to try to create or force their arising, but if they have already arisen, if they're already present, adverting the mind, inclining the mind, noticing, oh yes, there is calm. Help them grow and deepen for the mind to really rest in them. Soak in them, grow in them. So drop in the question, perhaps, if you wish. Is there any gladness present already in the mind, in the heart this morning? And just drop in the question and see what arises. Not so much going out with the mind and grabbing, but gently seeing what arises. And if nothing arises, that's fine, not a problem. And if some gladness, just a little bit, is noticed, let the mind rest in it, recognize it further. Sometimes noticing the absence of a hindrance can bring up gladness. As taught in the Satipatthana Sutta, you can notice if a hindrance is present or absent. And if it's absent in this moment, let that be a condition for gladness. This hindrance is not visiting right now. Nice. Delightful. To be free of it in this moment. You can go through the five hindrances on your own and check each one, their presence or absence. You can also explore joy. A bright, happy, uplifting energy. As likened to hearing good news As in the sutta I mentioned yesterday, if you're a traveler in the desert and hot, if you heard the news of an oasis, cool shade and water, ah, the joy that can arise. Sometimes joy can arise simply when practicing. The delight of a calm mind. Or perhaps joy at good fortune, being able to practice this morning in this wonderful environment, in nature, with trees, with the sound of birds serenading, accompanying us this morning. What joy, what delight, what blessing. What good fortune. In this moment. And if you notice any trace of joy arising in the heart-mind, let yourself rest in it. Let the heart-mind become more familiar with the territory. Joy is like this. and exploring pasadi, tranquility, calm, stillness in the body and the mind. Kaya pasadi and chitta pasadi. Kaya pasadi, noticing your body. Is there a degree of stillness, calmness? Tranquility present in the body. Whatever, to whatever degree, it's present, recognizing what is here. Clearly knowing what it's like. What does it feel like? And noticing chitta pasadi, calm, stillness, tranquility in the heart mind. Calm and peace, stillness, a still lake within. Resting. Resting. In the stillness. And arising from the calm, the peacefulness, there may be a sense of bliss, deep happiness. Akin to someone who was thirsty in the desert and drank cool water and swam in a cool lake. Ah. Oh, bliss. Oh, bliss. Pervading happiness. Remember that the path to awakening is not grim duty. It's paved with joy and happiness and calm and peace and bliss and gladness. So invite that. Recognize that. Good morning. So the invitation for today, if you wish, is to be open to these wholesome qualities when they arise. Joy, happiness, gladness. And I cannot emphasize enough that truly the path to liberation is paved with happiness and joy, cultivating these wholesome qualities, really experiencing them. The Buddha was known as the happy one, not as the grim one, the serious one, as the happy one. And yet so many of us, we take this path so seriously, we suck the joy out of it. It becomes too difficult and painful. And yes, there is dukkha in life. Of course there is. It is part of existence, part of being human. And so is joy. So is delight and happiness and all that. And that is what can cultivate and really till the field for the mind to settle and calm and unify and see things as they are. See things as they are. It's through joy. I'll say that again and again. So, one announcement this morning, and that is that tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have a Q&A session, Sayadaw and myself, and you're welcome to put questions in the jar up until noon tomorrow. That is the hard deadline, noon tomorrow. And as you notice, I'm sitting on a chair this morning. I have hurt my back, so I'll be moving around more slowly. It's rather painful. And it is what it is, mindfulness of pain. Have a wonderful day of practice.